With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Suddenly, all eyes on Minnesota and Democratic Governor Tim Walz finding himself in a world of hurt as he faces mounting criticism over a large-scale welfare fraud scheme that has occurred under his leadership. The fraud involving more than $1 billion in stolen federal funds reportedly carried out by a network of nonprofits in Minnesota's Somali community. Walz says the investigation is racist and politically motivated, which drew this response from House Majority Whip Tim Emmer.
Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota for the last almost 7 years, is a pathological liar. He lied about his military career. And guess what? The fraud that has gone on under his administration is unprecedented. The amount of fraud under the Walz administration is breathtaking. It is $1 billion and they are still counting.
Republican Tom Emmer represents the 6th Congressional District in Minnesota. As the war in Ukraine rages on, President Trump says his negotiators did have a good meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He would like to end the war. That's what they, that was their impression. Now, whether or not, that was their impression. You know, their impression was that they'd like to see, he would like to see the war ended. I think he'd like to get back to dealing a more normal life. I think he'd like to be trading with the United States of America, frankly, instead of, you know, losing thousands of soldiers a week.
It has happened once again. This is the third time in the last 18 months. Another major blackout hitting the western half of Cuba, including Havana, leaving millions in the dark on an island struggling with a crumbling electric grid. One official says the outage was caused by a failure on a transmission line. This is SRN News. United States will no longer commemorate World AIDS Day.
President Trump has instructed federal offices to stop spending taxpayer dollars on the event, which has come to be seen as something that promotes the LGBT agenda. The administration says it will continue helping in the global fight against the disease, but will skip the commemorative aspects. Before winning his second term, the president vowed to stop spending money on promoting the LGBT agenda after hearing from many angry constituents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas law takes effect today, designed to keep males out of female restrooms in certain government buildings and schools. The Republican bill requires people to use the restroom, shower, or changing room matching their actual biological sex. The bill, though, does not include any specific guidelines for enforcement and does not punish an individual for using a different facility. This is SRN News. Social media platforms must report monthly how many children's accounts they close once Australia begins enforcing its 16-year age limit next week. Communications Minister Anika Wells insisting the underage social media plan will work in the long run.
On 10 December, there are going to be withdrawal symptoms. Teenagers will be upset. Some will fight to get back on. Some will manage to find their way around the tech and keep their accounts. But I truly believe the short-term discomfort will be worth the long-term benefits.
Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, Snapchat, Threads, TikTok, X, and YouTube will face fines of up to $50 million Australian dollars if they fail to take reasonable steps to remove all of those accounts of Australian children who are younger than 16. More details, srnnews.com.